We began our Advent journey this year talking about Jesus' command to stay awake or to keep awake, to be vigilant, aware, and conscious of what the Lord is doing. And we have a similar message now on this fourth Sunday of Advent about Jesus' father, his stepfather, Joseph. Joseph, of course, finds out that Mary is pregnant, and a quite unexpected thing, because they had not been together as a married couple, although they were pledged to one another. And so Joseph finds this out, and rather than open her up to public disgrace, or even worse than disgrace, public violence, he divorces her quietly. He breaks off their pledge quietly with presumably Mary and maybe Mary's family, and also in consultation with his parents. The kind of wakefulness that is emphasized in our text today is not the kind of wired wakefulness that probably Joseph was feeling that night when he found out that Mary was pregnant. He probably felt like he was dancing on the edge of a knife between his pledge and between what he thought possibly could be a huge betrayal. His love for her, but also his honor, his own personal honor as a young man and a member of the community. This kind of wakefulness probably would have made him toss and turn all night. In fact, I think one of the proofs that Joseph was a man of prayer was the fact that he was able to sleep that night, probably surrendering all of his worries, as Peter will tell us, to cast all our burdens upon the Lord because he cares for us. The kind of wakefulness that we see in our text is a holy attentiveness, not one that Joseph creates, but the Lord puts into his heart and is manifested by his prayerful, reflective life. Because it says he decided to divorce her quietly. This begins the nightmare that Joseph is facing. He stands at this intersection between law and honor, shame and love, and even probably life and death. It would have been easy for him to awaken the outrage at the news, to awaken his anger. But what happens already, even before the angel visits him, is that he is awakened to compassion. He finds the best way to deal with this when he decides to divorce her quietly. He's actually not following the letter of the law, which actually would have given him the right to not only make it public, but it could have opened up Mary to not only public disgrace, but even a stoning according to the law of Moses. What Joseph follows is the spirit of the law. He follows the law of love when he decides to divorce her quietly. He finds that quiet place of surrender. He surrenders his anxiety and his anger and decides to not make a big uproar about it, but to simply lay quietly on his bed, like the psalm tells us, Psalm 2, to lay quietly on your bed. He refuses to let the chaos make him cruel. That's when the angel of the Lord steps in. Already an opening to Joseph's heart to handle this, not according to his own plans, but according to God's divine plan. The angel of the Lord comes to him in a dream. It's a little strange, but that's what the Lord does. And he tells Joseph, do not be afraid. Again, giving him a credential for why he can now cast all of his anxieties and burdens upon the Lord. The angel of the Lord also brings comfort to know that he is not outside of God's plan, nor is Mary, and nor is this unborn child. And even better than this comfort, the angel of the Lord comes to widen his imagination and widen his faith in what the Lord could be doing in the midst of this messiness. This pregnancy is not a betrayal. It's part of God's promise. And so the angel tells him to take Mary as his wife, to fulfill his pledge, even though he doesn't quite yet understand. He tells Joseph to name Jesus as his son, to become kind of a stepfather to this unborn child, even though biologically he is not the father. And he promises that this child will be the embodiment and the fulfillment of the Emmanuel, the promise that God will be with us even through these dark nights. And Joseph awakens, and what he awakens to is not an easy path, but an even more challenging path. How does he navigate all the trials ahead of him? You'll remember that there's the threat of death to all the children in Bethlehem. They must become refugees and flee to Egypt. Further trials and tribulations for Joseph. More opportunities for him to trust in the true and living God. And so Joseph awakens not to a cakewalk and an easy path ahead of him, but the assurance that God will be with him in his uncertainty, in his confusion, and in the midst of chaos. There will be more trials, but there will also be a truer reality. This is not the path of constant clarity, but it's the path of courageous faith and responsiveness to God's promises. As I alluded to earlier, today is winter solstice. Actually, it's at 10:03 that the length of nights will begin to shorten after this day. This is the end of the lengthening of nights. It matters not because the light will change overnight. In fact, it will probably imperceptibly, the days will grow longer. It's an almost imperceptive phenomenon. This long slide of darkness has finally come to an end. It's at this shift that Joseph realizes that God is with him and that he knows that the light of day is lengthening for him and the promises of the Messiah. And you'll remember that Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus, is not the first Joseph of Scripture to have a dream. You'll remember Joseph, the son of Jacob, who will have his own dreams. His own long nights, where God visits him and assures him that he is with him. And it's through that Joseph and through those dreams that he'll save the known world from hunger through the famine. He will be betrayed by his brothers. He'll be sold into slavery. He'll spend years in prison. And at the end of it all, because God is with him all the way, he is able to say to his brothers many years later, what you meant for evil, God meant for good. And so what story feels like the lengthening of nights for you? What nightmare of anxieties and thoughts are telling you? And how might God awaken you to this underlying dream that he has, this promise and this light that promises to lengthen in our days? Where do you find the assurance of God's grace that he is with you every step of the way, even though we may not understand, even though we lack certainty, but we do not walk by sight, but by faith? Joseph will marry Mary. Joseph will name his child Jesus, the one who will save us from all of our sins. Joseph will have a hand in raising Jesus so that we have God among us and God with us and God even dwelling richly in our hearts by faith. And so Joseph's faithfulness is what God uses in the midst of all this chaos to bring us the assurance of forgiveness, eternal life, and his abiding presence with us each and every day. And so we pray. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.